From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On Capitol Hill, a Senate panel held a confirmation hearing today for two key positions, U.S. Ambassador to Iraq and U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan. President Bush picked career Foreign Service officers for both of those jobs, men that seem likely to be confirmed quickly. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
President Bush's policies, particularly on Iraq, may be under fire from lawmakers, but his nominees to serve there and in Afghanistan had it easy today. Senators heaped praise on Ryan Crocker and William Wood, calling them eminently qualified diplomats. Ryan Crocker has served twice in Baghdad before, 28 years ago when he met his wife, and again in the summer of 2003 when he was trying to help put together an Iraqi government. New Jersey Democrat Robert Menendez questioned him about a Washington Post article that said Crocker left in frustration because the U.S. was unable to reach out to Sunnis in those critical first days.
In the same article, it says, quote, even before the invasion, he, referring to you, wrote a blunt memo for then-Secretary of State Colin Powell, warning of the uncontrolled sectarian and ethnic tensions that would be released by the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. Can you tell me about that memo?
Sir, what I can say is a serving Foreign Service officer of more than 35 years now, I consider it my obligation to offer the best advice I can to my superiors. And then once decisions are taken, it is my obligation to support those decisions.
Senator Chuck Hagel, a Republican from Nebraska, asked for the ambassador's views about how to deal with a key neighbor of Iraq, Iran. Ever the diplomat, Crocker again chose his words carefully.
I began my career in Iran before the revolution. I have some lingering sense of the complexities of that country and civilization. Sir, I believe that Iran should be engaged.
But he made clear he wasn't suggesting one-on-one talks with Iran, something the Bush administration has been reluctant to do. Rather, Ambassador Crocker talked about the possibility of a regional conference that would include Iran and the U.S.
Iran is currently playing an not only unhelpful, I think a deeply disturbing role in Iraq. We would obviously like to see that change. At this juncture, I am not persuaded that we ourselves could be the agent of that change.
Ryan Crocker is currently ambassador to Pakistan, and he and his wife plan to go back to Islamabad until he's confirmed by the Senate. His wife, Christine Barnes, is a retired Foreign Service officer who has served with him in many hotspots, from Beirut in the 1980s to Afghanistan, where he reopened the U.S. embassy after the Taliban fell. She plans to take on a job in Baghdad. Crocker has promised his wife that he'll retire after this assignment, but she says she's heard that one before. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
And if you want to learn more about Ryan Crocker and his diplomatic experience, you can listen to a profile at npr.org.